BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The 12 Spies.
When the Israelites arrived at the border of Canaan, God said to Moses, "Send 12 men to search out the land." So Moses selected one man from each tribe of Israel. He told them to go into the land and bring back information about the people and their cities. He also told them to bring back some of the fruit that was growing in the land. The men stayed in Canaan for 40 days. When they came back, two of them were carrying a large cluster of grapes with a pole between them. When the men gave their report, 10 of them said, "It's true the land is great and flows with milk and honey, but the people are big and powerful and live in cities with high walls." The other two men were Caleb and Joshua. They gave a different report. They said, "We must go up and take this land. We can do it." The other 10 yelled, "No, we can't attack these people. They're stronger than we are. We felt like grasshoppers next to them." The Israelites were afraid when they heard this report. They turned against Moses and said, "Why did God bring us here to be killed? We could have died in Egypt. The men of this land will kill us and make slaves of our wives and children. We're going to select a new leader and go back to Egypt." Joshua and Caleb ran out in front of the people and tore their clothes. They cried out, "This land is very good, and the Lord is about to give it to us. Don't rebel against him because you're afraid. The Lord is with us." The people of Israel attacked Joshua and Caleb. But suddenly the glory of the Lord appeared at the tabernacle. God said to Moses, "How long will these people refuse to believe in me? They saw the wonders I did in Egypt. They saw the many miracles I did among them. Yet they still test me. Therefore, these people won't see the land I promised their fathers. I'm sending them back into the wilderness, and they'll stay there for 40 years until they're all dead. Everyone who is 20 years old or older will not see the land, except for my servants Caleb and Joshua. They'll go into Canaan because they have followed me without hesitation. Since these people worried about their children, I'll take their children into the land of Canaan and give it to them." Moses told the Israelites what the Lord had said, and they broke down and cried. Early the next morning, the people said, "We now realize we've sinned. We're going into the land as the Lord commanded." Moses said, "No, the Lord is sending you back into the wilderness. Don't disobey him again. If you go into the land, you'll be defeated because God is not going with you." Nevertheless, they went into Canaan against God's will. And just like Moses said, they were defeated in battle. Many were killed, and the rest came back in disgrace. So the people of Israel turned back into the wilderness where they remained for the next 40 years. Still, the Lord was with them and met their needs. Their clothes and shoes didn't get old, and God provided their daily food.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.